Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999 at gmail.com.
Okay, we're going to flip things around.
Oh, okay.
So last episode was all about like a positive thinking
positivity.
And I'm going to try to spin this in a positive way.
But it's going to be negative with what you're saying.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
So recently on the show, we were talking about like Tinder pictures or something like that. And I asked
on the main show.
Yeah, on the main show. And I was very confused. And to this day, I'm not on any dating sites anymore. I've tried them all.
You go on, you go off, you go on. And now you're currently off.
Currently off. And I really hope never to be on them again.
Really?
It's just like, I don't really take them as seriously. Like, I don't know.
You're going to old-fashioned meet people in this COVID world we live in.
Unfortunately. I tried
Good
doing
luck.
It for COVID. It was not, no. Not a thing.
I will bet you will enter the dating app again world. Especially here in Seattle.
Well, like, it's the same idiots over and over again. One of the things is, I feel like all girls, I don't know, because I haven't searched for girls on dating sites.
Okay.
But I feel like all girls probably have their types of pictures they always post.
Oh gosh, yeah. I can already picture them now.
It's a selfie, you know, a mirror selfie. I'm guessing all these different
probably
ones.
A full-length body one, maybe with some friends, looking like, I have friends, I'm so fun. And maybe a nature one.
Actually, that's funny. So the ones I've always noticed, especially here in Seattle, there is a picture of them all suited up nice, like at a wedding.
Mm, yeah, there is.
Yeah, just Woo! Be like, hey, this is what I look like in a suit.
Woo, I rented this suit. I don't have it no more, but I could look this good.
Or at least even like nice pants, like a nice shirt and like a tie.
Yeah.
So they always have like their one nice one. They usually have one with a baby. It's like, love my niece.
I don't like those. Mm-mm.
No, but I know for some guys are thinking, hey, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's very smart. Just personally, I don't like
potential father, you know, you know, whatever.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care because I don't do dating sites anymore because of this crap. They always have one, like a nature one. One of them, like if they're a car guy, there's always one with them wearing sunglasses in their car or in front of their car.
Or if you're a dog guy, one with a dog.
Yep. And it's just there's so many.
They're basic, but it works.
It's funny because I said, and the one that I always see around is usually guys with a toothbrush in their mouth. So they're taking a selfie, like a mirror selfie with a toothbrush in their mouth. Sometimes shirtless, sometimes not. And I don't understand.
It's the excuse to get that picture of like being in, if they're shirtless, this is a shirtless pic of me, but it's not just me taking a picture shirtless. Like I'm brushing my teeth too, so it's okay that I'm shirtless.
But like it's, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, I mean, like the non-shirtless ones, like, or even in general, why do you have to be brushing your teeth? It's a thing. And I thought I was only the only one noticing this.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody texted in right before I mentioned it.
And said the toothbrush.
Said the toothbrush. So I decided to kind of do some searching and see, like, what are some of the things that maybe guys you should stop doing when you're doing the online dating.
Oh, is this for just guys or girls too?
This one, it says guys.
Okay.
It says it's from a website called justdate.com. So I feel like they might know what they're talking about.
You're just supposed to date. Just date.
But yeah, they have, guys, are you posting these 7 terrible pictures on your dating profile?
Ooh.
And I feel like this one, you will probably agree with me. If you were online dating, you would swipe left on these guys.
And left's bad, right?
Left's bad, yes.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, what?
Hunting.
That's the first one on the
list. Oh! That, I mean, some
girls
some
like
bitches
it.
Are into it, and that's totally cool and totally fine. But if I was on a dating site, and honestly, I feel like on dating sites, looks are what matter the most because I feel like that's what people swipe left or right on. Yes, they might read your bio, whatnot, but usually it's just how you look. And mm-hmm. I mean, even if you're hella cute, I don't like to judge people on what they do for their activities, but I do not know how if you're a real intense hiker, I mean, not hiker, hunter, I don't know.
That's not your lifestyle.
I was watching a show and Married at First Sight, and they were married at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl goes into the guy's place and opens the freezer and there are just dead ducks. And she was like, they're from Texas. So she's like, it's a thing. So I don't really care. La la la. And I was like, I don't think I could do that. that?
Yeah.
Or like a dead deer head or
what? They're called trophies.
I don't know about all that.
My aunt lives on a farm. My cousin's in-laws, like I've spent time there because, you know, big family dinners and stuff. Everyone's connected. They have a bunch of them. It's just not my jam.
It's not my jam.
I don't want to have trophies in my house or anything like that. If you go hunting, that's fine. If it's your whole life, then that might be weird.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like it, but if it's what you like doing, okay.
I know there's some girls that love hunting and doing all that, but it's like, if I just see seeing a big old dead animal.
Yeah, and being like so proud that you shot it, I don't know if I'd swipe.
I mean, I get it. Like, also the idea behind it, it's like, I'm going to show I'm a manly man. Like,
that does nothing for me.
It doesn't do anything for me either.
Yeah. So you would not swipe?
Probably not. There's a few guys that was the thing. Like, oh, you're really cute, but a lot of your pictures are about hunting and fishing.
I'm not going to lie. A lot of hunters and fishers, like, they're pretty attractive. Well, okay, right. I mean, like, the ones I see on my friends' Tinders and stuff. I'm like, dang, you hella cute.
But if you're posting that many pictures about this kind of thing, either you really want to prove that you're a manly man or
you really, really enjoy it.
And I'm like, that's not my lifestyle. Like, I don't feel like we're going to. Like, I don't want to go do that.
Yeah, hell no.
But the other one, and I think this applies probably to both, is making us play Where's Wald Bro?
Where's Wald Bro? Is that like a group of people and you don't know which one the person is?
Right.
Oh.
It's like, we live in a swipe right world. We're impatient and lazy. We want to know who you are and what you're about instantly. And when you strictly post group photos of the same 4 to 5 of your buddies, you disrupt our flow. You make us search for you.
And I'm not going to lie. Sorry.
No, go for it.
If you are not the most attractive one out of that group, we're going to be disappointed. Because we see a group of your friends, we automatically go to the one that's the most attractive.
Like, and please say, be you. Please be you.
Exactly. Oh, I hope you're you. I hope you're you. And then you keep swiping. And then if you can't ever find out, you'll never find out. But then if the last picture of you is a selfie, we're just disappointed that it's not your hot friend.
I feel like that's kind of what dudes do.
Yeah, it's probably the same with females.
But I think girls do that too.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I hate it. Like, there's a bunch of people that get mad at girls who wear a bunch of makeup. It's like, that's not what you really look like. I'm like, but if that's how she presents herself every day, then that is what she looks like in a sense. But guys do it too. Guys do it too with hats and beanies.
And sunglasses.
And sunglasses. So guys do it too.
I know. I feel like everyone should have a no filter, no, not hella makeup, no, like a normal like wake up, a wake up picture.
Right. I always do that. I always post a full body picture and I've sent them to guy friends. I'm like, do I look like I'm posing and like hiding everything? Or is this a good representation of me?
Yeah. Does it look like what a normal person picture would take?
Because I would get so mad. Like, I mean, I've never had this happen. If they're like, you don't look like your pictures. I'm like, I showed you. This is what I look like. This is the picture.
Like, if you went on a date and someone said that to you?
Right. I'm like, I'm not lying.
If someone said that to me, I would just be like, I appreciate your balls to say that to my face. Like, cool. That would be so great. I would much rather them say that to me than, like, fake it.
Right.
And then ghost me and or, like, just talk to their friends behind me about, like, she didn't look like herself. Like, to say that to someone's face? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I would appreciate the fact that I wouldn't have to go on the date.
I would be like, damn. I'm just like,
okay, for one, yes, it does look like me. And I always post a picture of me made up, like when I'm wearing makeup, going out with my friends kind of photo. And then I do one of me, what I normally look like, which I don't wear makeup on my day-to-day basis. Cause
oh, you do? You have one of those on yours?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
That's what I look like every day.
I mean, no, I think that's smart. Yeah. I have just friends who have them all dolled up like they were just gone to a wedding or like, they're at a wedding. They're really pretty makeup. Oh, I really like Halloween, so I'm going to dress up like something that I'd never look. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that's not what you normally look like when we're watching The Bachelor. Yeah.
I usually will post a picture of me in my onesie, like my Stitch or Pikachu onesie.
Just
I'm a weirdo.
Like, I'm a fun girl. I'm so fun. Look at me in my onesie.
It's very, very trending now. So it's like,
it's the thing.
I've been wearing this since before it was a hard time to get it on Amazon. Like
before
Amazon didn't have a bunch of these.
Yeah, but no one's going to care on your dating. Yeah. Or like, I had this back in 2010. Like, no one cares when you wear your onesie.
If it's cold, I am putting my onesie on and I walk around the house in my onesies.
Well, do you walk around public?
I have once, but it wasn't a crazy onesie. It was it almost looked like a snowsuit type of onesie.
Oh, see, I would walk around in a onesie just out. Who cares? Especially hashtag quarantine life.
Well, like my big one, some of my onesies I ordered big because there was a time when I started collecting them when I first started, and we would all get drunk at my house, and so I'd always end up busting them out and people would start wearing them. But the Pikachu one was too small for some of the guys, so they would start to rip.
I have worn that Pikachu one.
Yes, multiple times.
Well, yeah, it is very huge in the crotchal region.
Mm-hmm. But some guys are tall and they started to rip it. So when I ordered my Stitch onesie, it is extra, extra, extra large. Like, it's huge.
Sounds like you would trip on it.
Sometimes, like, yeah. I feel like I'm tripping on the crotch. But thus is life. Another one, it says, being like Banksy in the worst possible way. And from what I understood, Banksy's the spray painter guy, so I'm curious. They say, okay, so you snowboard. That's neat. Cool. You ride motocross. All that's fine and dandy and potentially attractive, but if you're only posting pictures of yourself doing things in full face mask, how do you expect us to know what you look like?
That's true.
I hate that.
That's true.
Or where they have, like, the glasses on. Or, like, let's see your face.
Yeah, I don't think I'd swipe on them because you really don't know what they look like.
Right? This one always cracks me up. It's like posting pictures like a wannabe Hugh Hefner. Okay, you're on a dating site to get a girl, right? So riddle me this. Why would you want to post pictures of you with hot girl or girls on your arm?
Oh, that's a good point.
I have gone through like Tinder and dating sites and I have found guys that have pictures of rock girls. And I'm like, hey, I know her.
Oh.
Those are my friends. And I've seen one and I screenshotted it once. I saw somebody post a picture and they had a picture with Steve from the morning show.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, well, I've been on my friends and my friends have said, oh, they knew who you were. Huh. And I was like, that is weird.
That is awesome, actually.
And I'm like, oh, you used me in a picture in your dating profile?
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're going to have to pay me royalties.
Yeah. Did they swipe on you because of me? Thanks. Just kidding.
Yeah, girls, yeah, don't.
Well, and girls shouldn't have pictures with hella hot dudes.
Right.
Like, I don't understand. I mean, I kind of get the whole rock girl. I mean, I don't think I'd put it on my dating profile. Mm-hmm. But the rock girl thing is kind of like different. Like, to me, I would not think you're sleeping or dating any of them. I would just think, right. Oh, you're at a cool event. You're at a rock event. You like rock music. Here's a picture. Like, I don't think I'd put it on my profile. Yeah, like, if I was like, saw like Thunder from Down Under
exactly
in Vegas or something,
say.
And there's a bunch of naked men, like, that picture's for me to enjoy. I don't know if I want my future boyfriend to enjoy it. Like,
or I don't think he would enjoy it.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe you will. Everyone has a fetish.
That's true.
Another thing is just terrible. Throwing back to your bad MySpace phase. For the love of God, take selfies at a slight downward angle. Don't post any photos taking at a back-breakingly high angle or risk looking like you haven't mentally matured since 2008.
Or like straight on.
Like just, or yeah, the straight on,
the
you look like a dad.
Straight on, yeah.
So like up here, it looks like you're a wannabe, you know, 17-year-old from 15 years ago. Like when it's all the way up here, and then when it's straight on, just you straight age on. Like up to age 50. Like
that is how an old person takes
especially
selfies.
Especially in the car.
Yeah.
Like you look so much older if you just take a straight selfie, like in the car. Like,
and it's so unflattering.
Yeah. Another one, flexing way too hard. We get it, brah. You go to the gym a lot. Put your abs away. It's like there's no shame with showing off your body, especially if you spend a lot of time getting fit or if you're looking for a gym kind of going girlfriend. But there's a difference in showing that you are confident in your banging body and coming off as an arrogant gym rat.
That's true. It can get too much real quick.
I mean, be subtle. Like post, yeah, if you're looking for like, hey, I want to be that couple that goes to the gym together and trains and, you know, shreds or whatever they say at the gym. but like, you know, do a couple of that and like be subtle. Like, hey, I'm collecting firewood arm.
You know, so heavy. A little more log. Subtle.
This one for sure. Turning your profile into a used car ad. While girls understand or at least pretend to understand the special bond between a man and his car, it is unlikely any girl will really care to see photos of your sweet ride from 12 different angles. Like I've seen guys post pictures of their car, and it's not like a fancy car. It's just one they've probably souped up.
Oh, yeah, and it's probably spent a lot of money on.
Right, and I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah, that's not really my thing either. And I feel like it's not really a lot of girls' things.
So I love what they say. We want to date you, not your Ford Focus.
Hey, some bitches, like, if you had a real nice car, hey, put that Mercedes or that Aston Manor in there.
This one, definitely, for sure. It's curating an odd collection of photos that aren't of you. It's like, why would you post pictures of things that aren't you? There are countless guys on dating sites who post pictures of not only their car, but their gun, neat samurai sword, their favorite sports stadium. Why? The only exception to the rule, it says, dogs.
which I don't think we agree with. But I think guys are just like aren't used to taking a bunch of pictures.
I'm
posting a lot of pictures, so they're like, why? You get what I look like. You've seen me. You see my face. You see my body. What else do you need? I don't know. Here's a mountain.
If you don't know what to do when it comes to that sort of thing, if you have female friends, talk to them. If you don't have female friends, talk to your buddies who have girlfriends and ask them. And they could even take pictures for you. They will direct you.
Yeah, they will hopefully help you.
We might have to start like a YouTube series. Like, these are the kinds of pictures girls are looking for.
How do you feel about, because my friends, a lot of my friends are on dating sites, and they screenshot the really hilarious mm-hmm. ones, and we'll send it to our group of friends. And I think my friends are extremely picky. And I, maybe because I'm not on dating sites or I'm in a relationship. So like sometimes I think they're funny in a, oh, but you have a great sense of humor kind of way.
Right.
Like, how do you feel about those kind of pictures? Like one of them, for example, was like, he was obviously with a group of people, but he put his face on every
That's
group
hilarious.
Of person. And like all my friends who found it, they thought that was so creepy and blah, blah. And to me, I was like, that is so funny. Like, that's something I would want to do on my dating site.
I love when people have fun with like their pictures. And I think I saw one guy, I don't know if I saw him personally, if I saw an article with his stuff in it. It's all blending together.
Right.
But he did basically like a PowerPoint presentation
of why you should date him. That's so good.
So he did like, he put a couple pictures of him and then he did like slides of each reason why you should date him.
That is amazing.
And I'm like, that is creative. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. So you're cool with that kind of side
right.
of it.
But I mean, this actually does say your pics are funny, but the joke's on you. Girls like to laugh, but when asked to list what they find attractive in a guy, sense of humor usually makes an appearance on every girl's list. So, but there's definitely such a thing as taking it too far. If all your pictures are you dressed goofy or pulling some stupid face, you'll have the vibe that you're not capable of a serious emotion. Like, I mean, a couple silly pictures, but a couple normal pictures. If all of them are goofy or you trying to light your farts on fire.
In every picture.
Exactly. Like, you can tell which. Like,
yeah.
We get a good vibe. But I very much like the humor pictures, guys that don't take themselves too seriously.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. I was just making sure.
Right.
Because I don't know if I just found it funny because I'm not really like going out and looking for, mm-hmm. or if I'm like, no, that's actually funny.
I think and one of the reasons why I wanted to kind of give up on a dating site is I actually was listening to this other podcast my therapist recommended. It's called Swoon.
Swoon.
And it's like a therapist and another gal. She's not quite a therapist, like a life coach and stuff. And they deal with like relationships, like different types of relationships, not just your typical monogamous relationship, like heterosexual monogamous relationship.
But it's usually some type of form of dating relationship.
Yeah, it's okay. All kinds of relationships, like the sex therapist. So they do podcasts on different things each time. And I went through and I started listening to the ones that kind of apply to me. Like I'm not, the married ones don't apply to me. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, screw those.
But they did one on online dating, and she did talk about how if you're not and she used hiking, which is right up my alley because I'm not a hiker per se.
Yeah,
I'll go on hikes if you really want to.
If you force me to, if you get married on top of a mountain, I guess I'll go.
Right,
that happened to Vicky.
Yeah, that was a very hard hike. it was expert level hike. I didn't realize that until we came back down.
And poor them, the view was so bad at the top.
Yeah.
Anyway.
However, she said, like, let's say you're not into hiking and a guy shows a bunch of pictures of him hiking or says how much he loves hiking, you will probably get turned off and be like, no, like, okay, I thought you were cute, but you do hiking. I don't want to go hiking. And you'll just swipe left. But if you were to meet him at a bar and he's like, oh, yeah, no, I like hiking, you're not going to just be like, oh, bye.
Yeah.
Like, it's you're more open because you're in one-on-one. And then when you're online, you always think, oh, I'll find something better next swipe. Like, that's the mentality, and that's why I can't take it seriously, because I find myself falling into those patterns.
Oh, you'll just see one thing you don't like, and then immediately.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye. Nope. Nope. Bye. 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 And I feel like everyone is super picky. Like, I've seen girls like, oh, I don't want to date him. Look at that. I'm like, honey, you're no prize either. Like,
dude, welcome to my entire friend group.
Right.
Sorry, like, friends. I love you. But Jesus Christ, you guys are not top models.
You're looking for a Ryan Reynolds guy who makes a crap ton of money, looks super chiseled and sexy and everything. And it's like, okay, but you don't look like Blake Lively. Like,
yeah. Ooh, I wish I did, though.
Right. Oh, God. She's gorgeous.
Beautiful. Well, I mean, okay. So could you just notice that you're doing that when you're on dating sites and not do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you have to go full on, like, just get off dating, because I understand that, because that's what we were mentioning, the whole hunting thing. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like hunting, and if you had a picture with something, that's not gonna, if it was more than one picture and it was like, okay, this is like your real jam or right. whatever, but maybe if it was just one, okay, it's just one, like, you don't have to like what I like to do,
right,
kind of thing. And like, I know that, so I'm not gonna, I wouldn't necessarily just swipe thinking, you know, maybe I'd read more into their bio and be like, okay, like, he seems actually kind of cool, like, I might give him a chance type of thing.
And I mean, you're also dealing with guys. Some guys will have like two words for their bio. Like, it's not.
How is that for you? Because I was thinking about that too. And like, some of these people that I've seen have like
paragraphs.
And I hate that. Yeah. I probably would want more than two words, but I definitely don't want more than like five sentences.
It depends on the site. Like, I know Hinge, when I did it, like, it has a couple like questions. I think it only gives you like six spaces, and you can put a picture, like, on your picture you can have like, they have pre-made taglines that are kind of fun.
Oh, that's cool.
But they also have like questions like, what is a food you can never live without? And then you answer the question. And so that's a way, if someone sees that, like, oh, I love that food too, like, they can reply to that thing.
Oh, that's kind of a fun little way to do it.
So, I mean, they have different ways of making your bios. But, I mean, for Tinder, it makes sense. It's really more or less just for banging.
Yeah.
Like most people that are on it, which is hilarious when you do see people like, I'm not looking to bang. It's like, then why are you here?
Well, people do get relationships out of it. Like, and it isn't like a free, easy site to do.
I mean, but so is, you know, Plenty of Fish and OkCupid.
Well, they're probably on those too.
Yeah, probably.
They're probably on all of them. Let's get real.
But, yeah, it just... It's hard to get out of that mentality. When I was really doing it when I was younger, it was almost like being addicted to an app game.
Oh, yeah. You can just, it's just, I mean,
it's just like you're there all the time, and that's what you're focused on. Like, did I get a message? Oh, I'm talking to like five dudes right now. Let me like respond to all my messages.
Well, like, and like when I go on my friends, it is so fun. And then when I got, like, when you match mm-hmm. someone or whatever, I got so excited, and I was like, we must message them right now. It's right. Like you won the gold medal or something.
Right. It's, I feel for me, it was either I was all in, like, until the very last time I did join online dating again, I was so like, ugh.
You're just like burnt out from it.
I don't want to have to go back and check messages, though. I have messages. I'll reply
later. I know,
later.
But I mean, ugh. Yeah. Meeting people here last year was difficult because It is the Seattle freeze. No one talks to each other. If you do, people either think you're crazy or you're probably wasted, because people actually have the courage to talk to people when they're wasted. Mm-hmm. But now, even in this new world, I just don't understand. I don't even know how people are going to actually meet each other.
I guess I'm hopeful because I live up north. And like, if you drive around where, like, the area where I live,
no one's following the rules.
I mean, not a lot of
people. I have been up north. It's, y'all are a whole different world up there.
Like, Marysville and up, it starts to get very rural. Like, Marysville is, you know, got, it's not a city at all. It's townish.
You go, okay.
But there's a lot of farm areas, a lot of big properties. So you kind of get more of the working class folk, not so much the Seattle freeze.
So people talk to each other and
seems a little bit more.
Really?
So I'm hopeful once things, like, I'm more comfortable going out and doing stuff.
I just feel like even like
I'm,
I mean,
hoping
you can't even sit next to each other now.
No.
Right. Like,
it's like, hey, let's talk 6 feet away. I mean, I think
let's
that
scream
might be,
at each other through our masks,
which I think might actually be a fun like, hey, isn't this funny? Like, it might, like, I don't know. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll suck. But I feel like I'm a little more hopeful with being up north than I am in, like, when I was dating in Seattle.
Are you more hopeful even with this whole coronavirus?
I'll be more hopeful once it's done. Like, I mean, we'll see. Like, I slowly going out and
because I was like just trying to think about that, like, in general. I'm like, how does that even work anymore? Like, I mean, bars aren't open right now, but like, even at a restaurant, if you wanted to hit on some, like, everyone is so like, why are you so close to me? Like, in general.
Mm. Well, it's going to be weird now that masks are mandatory. So I'm not going to, it's going to be all kinds of, what is it?
Dude, like, blind, what do you really look like?
Was it blind fiance or whatever? No.
Blind date? Or, love is blind.
Yes, that one.
Love is blind.
Yeah. It's like, we shall see. It's like, one, two, three. Okay. that was the joke on, there was a joke on Family Guy a while back where, like, in Russia, because it's so cold, they have to wear these big, big jackets.
Oh, right.
And so these two were about to, like, do it for the first time. It's like, all right, let's
reveal.
What
does your body look like?
And she was all, like, super hot, and he was, like, big and, like, matched his jacket and he's hairy and he was like, yes. And she's like, oh,
that's so funny. I mean, dude, if you have your mask on and sunglasses on, whoa, you're not going to know who you're dating or talking to or anything.
I kind of want to start doing that, wear both and then wear a wig, like a funky color, and just throw everyone off.
Dude, that'd be dope.
It's like, you don't know who I am.
You'll never know.
Also, we get it. You party, you know, girls don't just want to see party pictures.
Oh, those pictures. I love those pictures.
Sarah would.
I love. Dude, if you're shotgunning a beer in one of your pictures, that, I don't know what it is, but I'm immediately like, you look very fun.
You're a manimal.
You can shotgun a beer, which is very difficult to do. So you can handle a lot in your mouth, which is awesome. And you like to have a good time. But don't have them be all your pictures.
Right. I mean, but if you're, that is your lifestyle and you're looking for a party girl, okay.
Hey.
Go for it.
I'll take shots with you. Let's body shot.
Also, you know, it says, while being too funny, like being too silly, I should probably say, could work against you. Also, don't be so serious. Like the guys that just have like this like straight face the entire time. I feel like older guys do that a lot.
They do. And then they talk about how they want like to have intellectual conversations with and I'm like, whoa, I would not be swiping on you. You would not want me to.
And I'm going to say these real quick. I also have from swipelife.tinder.com. It's avoid these 7 common lines in your Tinder bio.
Oh, okay. All right. How you doing?
No, guys that say, or people, Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. They're like, we get it. You love The Office. So does everyone else. Give the quote a rest.
I didn't even get that, so.
Oh, yeah.
Never seen it.
When people write 6'2", because I guess that matters.
It's like, it does. Your height.
There are dudes, like, I feel bad for guys because they get judged a lot for their height because they can't control that.
They can. It sucks, dude.
Yeah.
But I mean, a 6'2", I guess that matters. Like, just write your 6'2", because it obviously does matter. And then you're just shoving it in everyone's face that you're 6'2".
Right. You're just mad that girls are using you for your height.
Hey.
Tall girls get mad at me because I've always ended up dating tall guys. Like, leave them for us.
Yeah, leave them for us.
I'm like, I'm just dating who I think is cool. Why don't you date somebody short that you think is cool? No? Then shut up.
Yeah, no.
One that says, let's go on an adventure. I don't know, like that.
Yeah, the whole like I'm really adventurous thing. What does that mean?
That means when they go to the taco bar and they see the salsa bar, they try a little bit of all the salsas.
I am not adventurous then.
I don't know. That was just.
But
me
some people that would be adventurous,
right?
And other people are like, oh, it's a random Saturday morning. Hey, babe, you want to go skydiving today? Okay, and that's adventurous. And I'm like, it's a very wide range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not. It's vague. Give me examples.
It's vague, yeah.
I'm only here for the dogs.
Like, stupid.
Yeah, no.
Then go on dog Tinder.
Right, like go volunteer at a dog shelter.
Yeah, go to a dog shelter, yeah, maybe not dog Tinder.
I know, that's one thing I'd always swipe. Like, if you don't, like, my dog comes first, you know, like, if you don't like it, you know, swipe left. I'm like, okay. Just because I'm allergic, so I'm like, I don't.
And also, cool. I should come first. Like, I get your dog does now because you don't know me, but once you meet me and if we become official, your girlfriend should be before a damn dog. Is that not? That's probably not true to a lot of people.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
All right, never mind.
I'm on here as a joke.
Bitch, no, you're not. No,
like,
you're not.
Why are you actively using it?
Don't want to admit that you're on Tinder. Yeah.
Or that's site. Not my baby. Like, they immediately post that first thing. First off, that's not my baby in that picture. It's like, that's my niece. Like,
that's what I don't.
Yeah.
That's why the whole posting kids thing is just weird to me. And like, how would you feel if they were your brother or sister was using your kids on your Tinder profile?
Right.
It's weird. It's weird.
And then the last one. So apparently you could do super likes. I think if you're doing like the fancier, like your paid Tinder,
yeah,
you can get a few more or you get all the ones you want. But basically it's like, hey, I super liked you. It's like they're, what they write is, if I super liked you, it was by accident.
Oh, that's so rude.
Right?
I don't like that at all.
Like, okay, why are you writing that? Like, it's that guy trying to like neg you, the negative compliment.
Oh, you're trying to be like cool, like the coolest you can be, so you can just get his like kind of approval. Mm-hmm. But like, he'll put you down. But that'll yeah. Like somehow, yeah, dude, that's effed up. I don't like that at all.
I don't either. But those are, if you have those on your bio, maybe just change it up a little.
Delete
bit.
Delete them now. You can send us pics of what you, if you want us to. let you know if it should be on your Tinder profile.
Yeah, or if you've seen some really funny ones online, feel free to send them.
Oh, please do.
You can send them on the text line because we do get pictures.
Yes.
But
really good ones.
Yeah, exactly. Or give us some ideas. What should people be doing?
What should Vicky, what pictures or what should she say in her profile if she ever joins type of site again?
Right. Well, we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.